AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine says it hit a Russian warship with missiles. The ship sank. The AP Sagar Magani reports the Pentagon is saying that was the case.
Just yesterday.
We cannot confirm the Ukrainian reports that it was hit by a missile.
But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby also did not refute the reports. And today, a senior defense official says the U.S. now believes at least one and probably two anti-ship missiles hit the cruiser, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Moscow would not say the ship was attacked, only that a fire on board caused heavy damage. The vessel sank yesterday while being towed to port, a major symbolic defeat for Russia in a war already seen as a huge blunder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Mariupol City Council says locals reported seeing Russian troops digging up bodies that were buried in residential courtyards and not allowing any new burials of people killed by them. Police say more than 900 bodies of civilians were discovered in the Kyiv region following the withdrawal of Russian forces. Firefighters in New Mexico are trying to keep wind-whipped flames from making another run at a village and the hundreds of homes and summer cabins that dot the surrounding mountainsides. More than 240 homes have already burned. Dave Bales is fire incident commander.
Today's a little hotter, a lot drier, and going to be a lot more windy. We have red flag wind conditions today. Again, that often hampers our aviation assets.
An elderly couple in New Mexico was found dead outside their burned home. A prisoner in South Carolina, scheduled to be the first man executed in the state in more than a decade, has decided to die by firing squad rather than in the electric chair later this month. The Nevada Supreme Court upheld the jury's findings. Illusionist David Copperfield and the MGM Grand Hotel Casino were not financially responsible for British tourist injuries during a signature vanishing act. This is AP News. Prince Harry and wife Meghan visited Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle, their first joint visit to the UK since giving up their royal duties.
The couple's office say they visited the 95-year-old Queen, Harry's grandmother, on Thursday on their way to the Netherlands to attend the Invictus Games. Harry's a founder and patron of the international sports competition for wounded military veterans. Harry and Meghan are expected to attend a reception in The Hague for the Games, which run from this Saturday to April 22. The couple stepped down as senior working royals and moved to the US in 2020, citing the unbearable pressure of their roles and the racist attitudes of the British media. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Department of Homeland Security says it will temporarily shield people from deportation back to Cameroon, saying extreme violence between government forces and armed separatists make it unsafe to return. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.